Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independent and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Sari Flesh. And right now we're having a conversation with Lois Schaefer, who is an author and a mother and a friend. And it's a difficult conversation, but she is an advocate and somebody to be listened to. And Sari had a question in reference to if you had the opportunity to talk to the head of the NRA, what would you say?
Well, if I could just answer the question, you know, in this way. I have done readings and book signings, and there, I want to say they were. Who is they? An arm of the NRA, the Oath Keepers. And two of the panels that I was on, one was at the Unitarian congregation in Manhasset, and the other one was another one in Great Neck at one of the schools. I belong to Reach Out America, and we are a political action issue group, and we organized the year after the Newtown Massacre a panel. And there they were. And one of them, several of them, walked over to me and said, "I'm sorry for your loss, but if your daughter had a gun, she would be alive today." I said, "Excuse me." But then my assessment is that we would have two or more dead. They do not listen to reason. I do not want to take away their guns. You want to go and hunt, so be it. You want to go have a gun for recreation, okay. We are talking about safety measures. I mean, there are things like safety measures when the seatbelts, you know, were put in cars. That's a safety measure to save human lives. You can text and you can drive. You cannot text and drive. You go for
go to the doctor's office. And they ask you today to show your driver's license for identity purposes. And yet people can go out and buy guns and there's no background check.
That's correct. Yes, I was just at a panel. I was just on a panel with Congressman Steve Israel, who I'm also so sorry, he is leaving on Thursday. He called together a panel, and we were talking about the no fly, no buy. Yes, mm-hmm. you can be in a no fly list, but there are no questions asked when you can buy a gun. I mean, what are we talking about? We're talking about human lives, and it isn't that. We, as people who advocate for sensible gun legislation, to take away their guns. When our forefathers had drawn up the Second Amendment, what did we have? We had muskets. And what did that do? Now we have the advent of all of these guns that are multiple
The automatic ones.
The automatic ones. Right, which, correct,
yeah,
yes.
A musket, by the time you reloaded it, 15 minutes had gone by. I'm exaggerating. Now you can shoot. Mm-hmm. Well, that fellow Orlando, I mean, that was one gun he went in with. One rifle type of gun, whatever that machine thing is, and a regular pistol.
And, you know, it's so funny because according to polls, 95% of Americans are in favor of keeping guns out of the hands of people who are disturbed, and yet the violence keeps happening. Somehow, we hope that with the two bills now that are in the House of Representatives, projected by the Democrats, that we'll have universal background checks and try to keep the guns out of these terrorists' hands. But if you have the NRA standing there and holding up their hands and saying, no, no, no votes, nothing, and if so many of these people agree with him, then where do we go from here?
Very difficult.
Right.
You know, I want to tell you, you can have laws, you know, the universal a background check, universal background check, the micro stamping bill, the no fly, no buy. I think, unfortunately, it comes down to who is our elected official. I don't care whether you are conservative or Republican, a Democrat, what color you are, what you believe in. We're talking about preservation of life. And here, guns are so easily accessible. You know, something has to be done.
Over the weekend, I don't know if you wrote it, it was in Newsday, over the weekend, a six-year-old shot his two-year-old brother, mm-hmm. now 100% by mistake. But the gun was on the table or something, and I haven't read the follow-up to it. Now, of course, they were going to question the parents. It's like, question the parents? A six-year-old, and I have a five-year-old grandson, so a six, I could see it. They play with stuff. I could see him aiming the gun. It was obviously loaded, and not the safety check wasn't on it, so he shot his brother. He could have killed him.
You are talking about what it is I am working on now. I'm a member of New Yorkers Against Gun Violence.
Okay.
And since I live on Long Island, the executive director, Leah Gunn-Barrett, who is also a victim, her brother was murdered years ago. Together with New Yorkers Against Gun Violence, I managed to get a consortium of organizations to partner with us. Reach Out America, New Yorkers Against Gun Violence, the Unitarian Congregation, two synagogues, the Social Action Committees of Temple Emmanuel and Temple Bethel, Pax Christi. It is what we have applied to the Nassau County for a safe storage ordinance. I mean, you talked about, you know, the kid who could have been.
Right.
A couple of weeks ago, there was a five-year-old Mariah Davis who lived in Michigan, who found under her grandmother's pillow a gun and shot herself. No more Mariah Davis. The Nicholas's bill. Nicholas Naumkin, who was 12 years old, forget the year, few years ago, lived upstate New York, went to play with his friend next door, found his friend's father's gun, and the gun went off, and Nicholas Naumkin is now gone. And so we now do have, which passed in the House, Nicholas's bill.
Okay.
So there are things that we can do, you know, new legislation, sensible legislation.
Talk about, because we don't have that much time. Lois had put me in touch with somebody who I've been working with or talking to in reference to guns on college campuses. 17 states in this country have just passed laws, why I have no idea, that you can carry a gun on a college campus. Why they needed it. It's NRA. And so this group that Lois is involved in is trying to stop the other states from passing the bill. It's just almost like, why do you have to come up with something? And both faculty and student would be allowed to carry guns onto the actual campus. Those are the type of things you don't need. And that was, again, another issue that Lois is looking into. And it's just amazing versus trying to keep people safe. You're just opening up more and more avenues.
You're talking about Andy Pelosi, who is an extraordinary human being. I first met him when he was executive director of New Yorkers Against Gun Violence and now started Gun Free Kids.
Okay.
And he goes around to colleges and, you know, tries to get guns off, guns off campus. And I hope to coordinate with him some more and go to these colleges with him in the fall.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay. That's important because it's education. At the end of the day, you know, the fellow who came up to you who said your daughter would be alive if she had a gun, and the way you answered that is so correct. That's two people could have been dead. Could have been three people dead. Not that, you know, that's another decision. Like, guess what? He should have been dead. He's in jail for 60 years. I read that part of it. So, and it's also terrible that he was a student with your daughter's kids. So, I mean, it just gets worse. I mean, so they're going to school the next day knowing that the guy that could have been sitting next to them killed their mother the day before. But at the end of the day, and basically we're at the end of our time, you have to care. You give a damn, which is the most important part of it. You were brought into this fight for the wrong reasons, but you're given a good one. And that's what you have to do. And that's all we can say. And I want to thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
No, it's a pleasure, and we'll do more stuff, you know that. And I'll be talking with Andy. And that's it. We're going to take our next break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Lois Schaefer, I want to thank you so much, and have a good day. We'll be right back.